What is the story with Kiddush Levana? When are we supposed to say Kiddush Levana? Generally, we try to do Kiddush Levana as soon as possible because we're always concerned that possibly we will have a lot of cloudy days, a lot of rainy days, and we won't be able to say Kiddush Levana. So that's the question, exactly when are we supposed to be reciting Kiddush Levana when it comes to the Chodesh Av? So if we look in the Rama, Siman Tav Chav Vav Sif Katan Beis, the Rama writes as follows, E Mekadshenes HaLevana Kodem Tishabav, says the Rama, although we generally try to do Kiddush Levana as soon as possible, when it comes to Rosh Chodesh Av, we do not recite Kiddush Levana earlier, rather we wait until after Tisha B'Av, V'lo Kodem Yom HaKippurim. Says the Rama, the same applies when it comes to before Yom Kippur, a person should not recite Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur, even though Rosh Chodesh already was, and you might run out of days, but a person should not recite Kiddush Levana nonetheless. What's the reason why? The Magen Avraham explains what the Rama means in this Pesach. He says, because since we know that a person is supposed to say Kiddush Levana, and in Kiddush Levana we recite the phrase that it's Ke'ilu Mekabel Pnei HaShechina, it's as if a person is having the special merit to greet the Shechina every time he says Kiddush Levana, so therefore it has to be done B'Simcha. Kiddush Levana has to be done B'Simcha because we are being Mekabel Pnei HaShechina, and since it has to be done B'Simcha, therefore Mishenichnas Av B'Matim B'Simcha, like we see in Shulchan Aruch Siman Tavkuf Nun Aleph, that the halacha is we have to be memaid in Simchan Av, therefore we don't say Kiddush Levana in the beginning of the month of Av. So that is basically the halacha lemaisa. It's a question, you know, my father used to ask me every single month when I was younger, so we would say Kiddush Levana together, and as we were walking home from shul, he would ask me every month without fail, when I was a little child, he would ask me, so what do you think, do you have to stand for Kiddush Levana? He would ask me every single time. And I always said, I don't know, you know, we always stand outside of shul. I said, okay, think about it, you know. So, yeah, so I would always think this is like, you know, the greatest question ever till finally, after many, many years, I finally paid attention to the words in Kiddush Levana, and I realized that it says, since it's Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina, we have to stand. Hilkoch Tzarech L'meimer Mumad. That was the last time he asked me. One time I finally got it right, and that was it. So we have to stand also for Kiddush Levana, which is because of the Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina. I saw something interesting in the Tshuvas of the Ramami Panu in Siman Ayin Ches. The Ramami Panu writes, why is it that we have the minhag that we do not recite Kiddush Levana on Yontif or on Shabbos? Why not? Let's say we're going to run out of days and we're concerned it might be a cloudy day, so why do we not say it on Shabbos or Yontif? So the Ramami Panu says there are those Acharnim who believe that the reason why we don't recite it on Shabbos or Yontif is because there is a little bit of a tefillah on the Kiddush Levana, because we say, Kishem Shani Roke Kenegda, Kachlo Yuchlu, Kalavailin Gobi Lira. Right? We want that none of the enemies of Klal Yisrael should ever be able to get to us. So he says it's a little bit of a tefillah, and a person is not supposed to be Shal Tzarachav on Shabbos. So he says there are those Achronim that say that is why we do not recite Kiddush Levana on Shabbos. So he says that's not the real reason why, because that's not from the Ikr Nusach HaBracha of Kiddush Levana. Obviously, the real Kiddush Levana only consists of the Bracha. Later on were things that we added based on Minhagim, but he says, you can't say that the main reason why we don't recite Kiddush Levana on Shabbos and Yontif is because of Kishem Shani Roke Kenegda. He finds that very difficult to believe. So says the Ramami Panu, what's the reason why not? Says the Ramami Panu, because Eima Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. Since Kiddush Levana is a Simcha because of Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina, and we know that Yontif is a Simcha because we have Simchas Yontif, Shabbos is a Shtikal Einik Shabbos, so therefore says the Ramami Panu, that's why you're not allowed to recite Kiddush Levana on Shabbos or Yontif, because Ein Ma'arvin Simcha B'Simcha, which is a tremendous Kiddush, but also along the same lines of what we're saying. My father quotes a Nefesh HaRav from Rav Soloveitchik, that what exactly is the understanding of this principle? Why is it that when we have a Kabbalah's Pnei HaShechina, we have to be B'Simcha? Like we know, the Gemara says in Chagiga, the Afei Amid Bey is also Ein Atzivus Lefnei HaMakom, there's no such thing as being depressed, there's no such thing as being sad in front of the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what is this all about? So Rav Soloveitchik explained that being in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is something that should evoke a sense of simcha within ourselves. Being in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam is something that should make us elevated to an extreme level of simcha, that we have the opportunity to be in a close connection, to be in a close bond with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he proved it with the following Gemara. The Gemara says in Ma'id Katan Daf Yudalad Amud Beis, we know that if a person, Rachmana Litzlan, is in Avelus and Yontif comes along, so what's the halacha? Yontif cancels out a Shiva. Or if a person is in the middle of Shloshim, so we know that Yontif cancels out the Shloshim, right? This is the practical halacha l'maisa, everyone knows that. So what's the halacha? Let's say you have a Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara says that a Kohen Gadol, Kal Hashana Karegel de Kuliyam Adam. The Gemara says in Ma'ikat Daf Yudalad that the same way that a regular average individual, his Shiva or Shloshim would be knocked off once he bumps into a Yontif, so a Kohen Gadol is the same way. His Avelus can never get started because every single day of the year for him is considered like a Yontif. Why? Why? Why should we say that a Kohen Gadol, every day of the year is like Yantif for him? Why don't we say he's like everybody else? Kohen Gadol should have to sit Shiva, he should have to observe Shloshim, just like everyone else in the world, and if Yantif happens to come along, so then we should get rid of his Shiva and Shloshim. So the Rav Soloveitchik explained that the Pshat is as follows. The Rambam says in Ochos Klei HaMikdash, Kvodo v'sivarto shel HaKohen Gadol, what is the special elevated madriga that the Kohen Gadol has to keep himself on, that he should sit there, that he should sit in the Beis HaMikdash lefnei Hashem all day long and never leave? That's what the Rambam says. That the kavod of the Kohen Gadol is that he sits in the Beis HaMikdash and he never ever leaves the Kabbalah's Pnei Hashem. He's always there. Said Rav Soloveitchik that is why the Gemara says that every single day for him is like Yontif. He said that every single day for him, he has the special experience of being Lefnei Hashem, Lefnei Hashem. So therefore, he's never able to be sad because Ein Atzivus Lefnei HaMakom, a person is never allowed to be sad in the presence of the Hashras Hashchina, in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam himself. So the same way a person who Yantiv rolls around. What's Yantiv all about? So he said that we have a chiv aliyah l'regel. We have a chiv to be lefnei Hashem on Yantiv. So that's why, since we have an opportunity and a chiv to be lefnei Hashem, that's why avelis for a regular person gets knocked off when we're talking about shalish regalim. And that's along the same lines as why the Kohen Gadol is the same thing. Why once the Kohen Gadol is set into a situation of avelis, but since every single day he finds himself in the presence of the Shechina, in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so therefore we say his avelis is never able to set in, and he is always going to be pater from being noig avelis.
He could be
makrovainim. Right. The Gemara says he could be makrovainim. It's a shver Rambam, because the Rambam does not pass in like this Gemara, and all the Noisa Kalim say, what do you mean? Connected to the Gemara. So that's a Rambam that we have to understand, but that's not for right now. So then the question still begs itself, what's with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? We have no chiyav aliyah l'regel on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and if you're going to say the whole explanation why Yantif knocks off an avelis is because we find ourselves in the presence of the Shechina, so what are you going to say Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? You're right, the Shagasari has a famous piece about Chiv Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, but what's the Chiv Simcha all about? If you say that the whole Chiv Simcha comes from being in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then what's with Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? So if Soloveitchik explained that a little further, and he said that on Yom Kippur we all have a Mechilas Avonus. So since on Yom Kippur we have a Mechilas Avonus, now we return to be closer to the presence of the Shechina. He said that that's Lefnei Hashem, in the Chal Lefnei Hashem Gadol Mizeh. That if a person now does tshuva and he brings himself back to the situation where he's closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, so now that's why he is now mechuyev to be in a state of simcha, and that's why the avelis will be pushed off. We find the same thing with regard to Rosh Hashanah, that the Gemara says that tkiyah shofar is like zikaron lefnei Hashem, and like the Gemara says by the suga of enka teger nasa sanegar ki lefnim dami, we have a status on Rosh Hashanah when we blow shofar, we have a status as if we're right in front of the kisei hakavod, we're right inside the kodesh hakadoshim, and that's why we would assume that Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur also would knock off an avelis. Anyway, so this is the background to why we would assume that being mekabel pnei Hashchina is considered a situation where a person has to be happy, and that's why the Ramah paskens in Siman Tav Chaf Vav that when it comes to saying Kiddush Levana, which we know is said in the presence of the Shechina, right, like we say in the Nusach of Kiddush Levana, therefore when it comes to that, we would not recite it before Tisha B'Av because we are not in a state of happiness before Tisha B'Av. So that's the Halacha L'maisa. The Levush does write that he thinks before Yom Kippur, not like the Ramah. The Levush lived at the same time as the Ramah. Interesting history that the Levush, the Ramah and the Mechaber were all trying to do the same thing. They were all rushing to write the same Sefer. Each one wanted to write his own Shulchan Aruch, and the Mechaber won. Rabbi Yosef Karo won, and he got the first printing out. He was the one who printed the Shulchan Aruch. So then the Ramah was then left with just writing Hasagas on the Shulchan Aruch. He lost the fight, and the Levush really lost the fight. The Levush, who looks in the Levush? So it's good to quote the Levush once in a while. So the Levush over here disagrees with the Ramah. And the Levush writes that before Yom Kippur, a person should be careful to do Kiddush Levana. Why? So he says, because a person is being armed lefnei Hashem, and he's being judged on Yom Kippur, so he needs every extra schus he can get. So let's say he's exactly equal on schusim and on averis and chavis, he's exactly equal. So he says, a person, if he just has this one more schus of Kiddush Levana, that might tip over the scale for him. So therefore the Levush writes, when it comes to Yom Kippur, he disagrees with the Ramah, and he feels that we should be careful to say Kiddush Levana before Yom Kippur. Along those lines, in the Gemara and Brachas, we know the famous story about one of the Amoraim. The Gemara tells us by Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, one of the Amoraim wanted to do everything Chaparan and Erev Yom Kippur. He wanted to do all of Shnai Mikra. So there's a big discussion in the Gedolei HaPoskim, exactly is it Talmud Chacham Mechayev to do Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum also? Is it only for the Amoraim? A whole discussion. But basically, the Yavetz writes in the back of the Gemara, no, of course the Talmud Chacham is Mechayev. All the Gemara meant to say over here is, he wanted to do an Erev Yom Kippur to chaperai in the schusim. So that when he goes up to the Kisei HaKavod on Erev Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur night, and they're weighing his chusim and his averas, so he can say, I was Maver Seder for the whole year already. So that's what the Yavid says, a very novel pshat in the Gemara. That's why Rav Sheshes in the Gemara wanted to be Maver Seder for the whole year on Erev Yom Kippur specifically, along the lines of the Lavush. That the reason why a person should be careful to say Kiddush Levana on the week before Yom Kippur is because he should chaperine every extra chus he can get. The Raman Siman Tavchav Vav writes that he takes this so far to say that a person not only should not say Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'Av, he shouldn't even say it on Matzi Tisha B'Av. Why? Because he says we all know that there's still Avelis on Matzi Tisha B'Av. This year it might be a little bit different, because there is a little bit, but not as much as usual, because this year it's a Nidche, but on a regular year we know that we don't take haircuts and we don't do regular things until the next day, because we know that Yud Asiri B'Av is the day that the Beis HaMikdash was continuing to burn. So therefore, says the Ramah, we should be careful not to say Kiddush Levana even on Matzi Tisha B'Av. But this is not the classical minig. My father told me that he's never seen that done either. Generally, the minig is that we do say Kiddush Levana on Matzi Tisha B'Av, like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch writes, and many other Achronim, Knesset HaGedolah quotes many Achronim that say that, the Chayi Adam writes like that. So therefore, this is the general practice that we do say Kiddush Levana on Matzi Tisha B'Av. The Achronim do point out in Shulchan Aruch that a person should be careful to eat something before he says Kiddush Levana, because he's supposed to be in a state of happiness, and if he's starving, he's going to be rushing through the Kiddush Levana. And if he's wearing his Tisha B'Av slippers or his sneakers, whatever he's wearing, he's not going to be comfortable. So the Acharenim point out, a person should be careful to go home and make sure that he eats a little bit, he changes his shoes, and then he should go and say Kiddush Levana on Matzei Tisha B'Av. On Matzei Yom Kippur, so you're going to ask, what's Matzei Yom Kippur? We all know that we leave.
That's better than saying the Minyan.
Oh, what's at the Minyan? So the Achronim do discuss it, but they say over here, you know, you're pressured for time. There's not that much time left after Tisha B'Av. You might have a few cloudy days. So that's what the Achronim say, that it's better that you should say it, and you miss the minyan. So you don't have... So... What? Because you're going home to put your shoes on. What? Bring the shoe before Shabbos. So this year it happens to work out because you're going to have your shoes before Shabbos. Whatever, but you have to eat a little bit. So the general minhag is that we say it afterwards, b'yichidus. Everyone should go outside and say Kiddush Levana, I think.
Yeah.
You got to talk to the new president who was elected last night. Let's discuss it with him. But so... When it comes to Matzei Yom Kippur, so we assume that we are in a state of Simcha on Matzei Yom Kippur, like the Gemara says, Lecha chol b'simcha lachmecha, o'shtei b'yevtov es l'genecha, ki kvar ratza l'kim es ma'asecha. We assume that a person is very happy on Matzei Yom Kippur because his tshuva was accepted and he is now able to go home and be very happy. So that's on Matzei Yom Kippur, right when we leave shul and we're so excited and we're so happy. So that's why we generally have the minhag that we do say Kiddush Levana right when we leave shul on Matzei Yom Kippur. The Mishneh Berurah points out something interesting, that the reason why we recite Aleinu L'Shabeach after Kiddush Levana is because we shouldn't make anyone have a mistake and think that we are praying to the Levana or that we're bowing down to the Levana. So the Mishneh Berurah writes, that's why we have the minhag to recite Aleinu L'Shabeach here. That's also why we have the minhag to recite it every 28 years by Birchas HaChamah, because we don't want anyone to think mistakenly that we are being mispallowed to the Chama. One last beautiful insight that Rav Asher Weiss once mentioned to me is the following. In the Shmos Rabbah, the Medrash tells us that we know that Klal Yisrael is Nimshalu L'Levana, and the Umas Olam are Nimshalu L'Chama. Right? That's famous, everyone knows. We know that our calendar goes according to the lunar cycle, and we know the Umas Olam's calendar goes according to the solar system, right? The solar cycle. We know that's the case. And we know that Klal Yisrael is Nimshalu L'Levana. So why is that? We know that Klal Yisrael has endured so many pogroms, so many terrible things against us. We should be like the Chama. We're the strong ones. Why do we consider ourselves like the Levana? So Rav Asher Weiss said a beautiful, it's a play on words a little, but he said it's a beautiful insight. He said because Yiddishkeit believes it's not all about being the Gadol. It's about how much Atayachol L'Gadel. It's not about how great and how big you are. That's not the be-all and end-all in life. The be-all and end-all in life is how much you can grow. So he said that's what the Yesod of Yiddishkeit is all about, and therefore we consider ourselves like the Levana. The Levana, you're right, it's not as big, it's not as great, it's not as powerful as the sun, but the bottom line is that every month it comes out, and it starts off very small, and it builds itself up, and it grows till it's shalem, until it's complete, and it does everything that it's supposed to do. So he said that the tachlis in life is not to be from the gedolim. The tachlis in life is not to be, you know, the great, the famous people and the ones who are always making the newspapers. It's to be meha gedolim. It's to be from the people who are always working on themselves and growing a little more. And that's why the Medrash considers us from the from the Ummah that is considered like the Levana, and not, we choose not to be like the Ummah that is considered like the Chamer. Soloveitchik has another interpretation along the very same lines that he was talking about Machar Chodesh, but he writes the very same thing. He says that you have the Ummah Sa'olam who, you know, they come in with a powerful bang. You know, you have Yavan, you have Rome, and you have everything, every occupation. You have the Nazis, you have Germany. They were all very strong, very charismatic, and very powerful. And they were just like the sun, but the bottom line is, when the sun sets at night, it's gone. There's no sunlight. The moon can be in the nighttime and in the daytime. Klal Yisrael, although they're small, although sometimes they're in the backdrop, but somehow they make it through all the generations, all the different types of people that, the adversaries that try to start up with them, try to make problems for them. So Rav Soloveitchik felt that was the reason why we are considered like the Chama and the Levana, because the Chama is something that comes in very strong, but Lamaisa, it always dies out, it always leaves every night. But the Levana is something that's here forever, and although it's small, it's always going to be there in the backdrop. So these are just some of the Halacha Lamaisa and Machshavadika points about saying Kiddush Levana this coming week. Again, just to review, the Minig, generally, I think we assume, correct me if I'm wrong, is that we say it Matzah Tisha B'Av. What? Matzah Tisha B'Av? After we go home. Right, you have to taste something first. So however you can taste something, either the shul is going to give out, I don't know. We'll speak to Chaim, or you'll go home, and then you'll make Kiddush Levana on your own. Have a wonderful evening.